Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. The EU is going after Amazon with formal antitrust charges over the way it treats the 150,000 European merchants selling goods through its platform. EU's competition policy overseer Margrethe Vestager said that after a year-long probe, the European Commission had reached the preliminary view that Amazon did breach competition rules by accessing non-public data from its merchants to help its own label products and services. Vestager also said that the EU had opened a second formal antitrust investigation into whether Amazon gave preferential treatment to its own products and to sellers who paid extra for Amazon's logistics and delivery services. The Competition Commission of India has opened an antitrust investigation into whether Google abused its dominant market position to promote its Google Pay service. Google claims that Android is not dominant in India because of competition from feature phones and says its Google Pay commission rate is market-based, legitimate, and pro-competitive. Ahead of Apple's November event on Tuesday, 9to5 Mac reported that since Apple Silicon Macs will have the same processors as iPhone and iPad, users can download and install iOS apps on these Macs even if the developer doesn't offer a macOS version of the app. However, Apple is allowing developers to opt their iOS apps out of the new unified store. Google has reportedly opted out of YouTube, Google Maps, Google Drive, and Gmail apps. Facebook has opted out of Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, and the Facebook app itself. Snapchat, Amazon Prime Video, and Disney Plus are a few others. If the app is not compatible, the App Store will tell the user to download it on an iPhone or iPad. Sony confirmed that PS5 games will be region-free, similar to the PS4. The company also confirmed its PlayStation Now service will be available on the new console, and cross-generation multiplayer will also work by default. Remote play on PS4 will also support streaming and controlling games on PS5. The company also announced that the PS5 won't support 1440p resolution and won't include a web browser either. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission announced it reached a settlement with Zoom over a series of deceptive and unfair practices that undermined the security of its users, specifically claims that it used end-to-end encryption before it was fully implemented. The settlement forbids Zoom from misrepresenting its security and privacy practices going forward, with Zoom also launching a vulnerability management program. Autonomous vehicle startup Cruise announced a partnership with Walmart to deliver orders from a Scottsdale, Arizona store to customers' homes. The pilot is scheduled to begin in early 2021 and let customers place orders from a Walmart store and have them delivered using one of Cruise's electric self-driving Chevy Bolts. The number of cars in the pilot wasn't disclosed, but all will have at least one safety driver behind the wheel. Earlier this year, Cruise announced it would work with DoorDash to test food and grocery delivery in San Francisco for select customers. Spotify announced Tuesday it plans to acquire Megaphone, which offers technology for podcast publishers and advertisers looking for targeted slots on podcasts. The deal is worth $235 million. Megaphone rebranded from Panoply Media in 2019 after laying off its podcast production team to focus on the technology platform side of its business, and has since then been owned by Virginia-based Graham Holding Company. Finally, Sling Media announced that Slingbox officially closed down on Monday, and boxes will no longer function as of November 9th, 2022, when Slingbox servers will be taken offline permanently. Sling said of the decision, quote, "We've had to make room for new innovative products so that we can continue to serve our customers in the best way possible." Sling Media is owned by Dish. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you in advance. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.